This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A surprisingly weak April jobs report has the White House on the defensive about the economic recovery. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Employers added just 266,000 jobs last month after many analysts predicted a gain of a million or more. The modest hiring suggests President Biden's $1.9 trillion virus relief package is so far providing an uneven boost. He says, give it time.
It was designed to help us over the course of a year, not 60 days.
Says the jobs report suggests while the nation's heading in the right direction, this is a marathon, not a sprint. It's the same analogy economist Diane Swonk uses.
It's a long slog.
And will continue to be a bumpy one. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Four former police officers involved in George Floyd's arrest and death have been indicted on federal civil rights charges. AP's Mike Kempen has details.
The three-count federal grand jury indictment accuses the officers of willingly violating Floyd's constitutional rights as he was restrained face down on the pavement, gasping for air. Derek Chauvin also was charged in a second indictment stemming from the arrest and neck restraint of a 14-year-old boy in 2017. He was convicted last month on state charges of murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death. He's in Minnesota's only maximum security prison awaiting sentencing. The other three former officers face a state trial in August. They are free on bond. I'm Mike Hempen.
Palestinian worshippers clashed with Israeli police Friday evening at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City. The clashes were the latest in a deadly day that saw Israeli forces shoot and kill two Palestinians after three men opened fire on an Israeli base in the occupied West Bank. This is VOA News. A U.S.-backed plan to remove patents from COVID-19 vaccines hit a snag Friday when European leaders at a summit in Portugal said that export bans and production issues need to be addressed first. French President Emmanuel Macron said that you can give the intellectual property to laboratories that do not know how to produce it, they won't produce it tomorrow. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said he welcomed U.S. President Joe Biden's idea, but said it is insufficient and should be more ambitious. While the United States has kept American-made vaccines for its own population, the EU has become the world's leading vaccine provider. The European Union allows about as many doses to go outside the 27-nation bloc as are kept for its nearly 450 million European citizens. The World Health Organization gave emergency use authorization Friday to a COVID-19 vaccine manufactured by China's Sinopharm, potentially paving the way for millions of doses to reach needy countries through a UN-backed program rolling out coronavirus vaccines. The decision by a WHO technical advisory group, a first for a Chinese vaccine, opens the possibility that Sinopharm's offering could be included in the UN-backed COVAX program in the coming weeks or months. Aside from efficacy numbers, the Chinese manufacturer has released very little public data about its two vaccines, one developed by its Beijing Institute of Biological Products and the other by the Wuhan Institute of Biological Products. Police in the Maldives said Friday an explosion that wounded former President Mohamed Nasheed and four others, including a British national, was an act of terror, and they are attempting to identify four possible suspects. The 53-year-old Nasheed, who is the parliament speaker, was wounded in a blast outside his home Thursday night as he was about to get into his car. Police Commissioner Mohamed Hamid said police are treating the blast as an act of terrorism against the former president.
All evidence indicates that this was a deliberate act of terror targeting the Speaker of Majlis and former President Mohamed Nasheed.
Nasheed was being treated in the hospital in the capital city Male, where multiple surgeries were performed to remove shrapnel. Two of Nasheed's bodyguards and two apparent bystanders, including a British citizen, were also wounded. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.